Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear, "Are you catching the 1315 flight to New York?"
"No, I'll leave this evening."
Question. What are the 2 persons talking about? You will read A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C. An air trip is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
Number 1. Morning, madam. What would you like to leave with us?
I'd like to leave this bag with you.
Question. What does the woman want to leave there?
Number 2. Could you deliver the goods by train, please?
Why? We agreed to send them by truck.
Question. What are the 2 people talking about?
Number 3. Doctor, I work from Monday through Friday.
Then come to see me this weekend.
Question. On which day can the man come to see the doctor?
Number 4. I think air pollution is rather serious in this city.
You're right. Cars are still the major source of pollution.
Question. What is a serious problem with the city?
Number 5. I've never seen such wonderful robots before. They dance so well.
Really? I think I should go and see them.
Question. What does the man think of the robots?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
Hello. I need to open an account with you.
Okay. Will it be a checking account or a savings account?
Savings account, please.
How much will you deposit in it?
$500.
Okay, $500. Will you please show me your ID card?
Here you are.
Thanks. Here is your bank book.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. And have a nice day.
Question number 6. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Question number 7. What is the man doing? Now listen again.
Hello. I need to open an account with you.
Okay. Will it be a checking account or a savings account?
Savings account, please.
How much will you deposit in it?
$500.
Okay, $500. Will you please show me your ID card?
Here you are.
Thanks. Here is your bank book.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. And have a nice day.
Question number 6. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Question number 7. What is the man doing?
Conversation 2.
Sales department of ABC Company, may I help you?
Yes. We are interested in your digital camera, model DV3. How much does it cost?
Well, $300 each.
Will the price be lower for large orders?
Yes. If you buy more than 50, the price will be $270 each.
Do you give any discount if I pay within 2 weeks?
Yes. We'll give you a 3% discount.
Thank you very much.
Can I get your order now?
Well, we'll place an order in a week.
Great. We are looking forward to receiving your order.
Question number 8. What product does the man want to buy?
Question number 9. What's the unit price if the man places an order of more than 50?
Question number 10. What is the discount if the payment is made within 2 weeks?
Now listen again. Sales department of ABC Company, may I help you?
Yes. We are interested in your digital camera, model DV3. How much does it cost?
Well, $300 each.
Will the price be lower for large orders?
Yes. If you buy more than 50, the price will be $270 each.
Do you give any discount if I pay within 2 weeks?
Yes. We'll give you a 3% discount.
Thank you very much.
Can I get your order now?
Well, we'll place an order in a week.
Great. We are looking forward to receiving your order.
Question number 8. What product does the man want to buy?
Question number 9. What's the unit price if the man places an order of more than 50?
Question number 10. What is the discount if the payment is made within 2 weeks?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now, listen to the passage.
John Wilson is the general manager of a big company. He is always very busy and travels a lot. He'll be away for business all next week. He'll visit several cities on his trip, have meetings with some managers from other companies, see a lot of salespeople, and listen to their reports. Mary is his secretary, and she won't go with him. She'll stay in the office, answering John's letters and telephones, keeping contact with other companies and calling John to let him know about anything important. She'll also be in charge of all the employees in the office. She wants to do a good job because she hopes to be promoted.
Question number 11. What is John Wilson?
Question number 12. What will John Wilson do next week?
Question number 13. Who are going to report to him on his trip?
Question number 14. Who will be in charge of the office while he is away?
Question number 15. Why does Mary want to do a good job? Now listen again.
John Wilson is the general manager of a big company. He is always very busy and travels a lot. He'll be away for business all next week. He'll visit several cities on his trip, have meetings with some managers from other companies, see a lot of salespeople, and listen to their reports. Mary is his secretary, and she won't go with him. She'll stay in the office, answering John's letters and telephones, keeping contact with other companies and calling John to let him know about anything important. She'll also be in charge of all the employees in the office. She wants to do a good job because she hopes to be promoted.
Question number 11. What is John Wilson?
Question number 12. What will John Wilson do next week?
Question number 13. Who are going to report to him on his trip?
Question number 14. Who will be in charge of the office while he is away?
Question number 15. Why does Mary want to do a good job? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力考试结束。